Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today as we're making our way through the month of March. And tomorrow, I think, is the first day of spring, and we sure hope we'll begin to have some spring-like weather. Winter seems to be stubbornly not wanting to go away very much, but we're looking forward to the springtime and the new season and things coming to life. And the time has changed now. The days are more daylight at the end of the day, and it's a great time to be alive, a great time to live for the Lord Jesus. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to pick up Acts chapter 2, if you would please, Acts chapter 2, and notice with me verse number 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Now, Acts is a transitional book. Pentecost was the Feast of Pentecost, and this is where the early church was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And that gave them great power and great boldness in witnessing and the ability at that time to speak in other known languages the gospel of Christ. And as a result, 3,000 people were saved. That was not just to be a one-time thing. It's an example thing of what could take place if all of us were endued with power from on high, and if we would be of one accord and in one place. The sermon that's recorded here in Acts 2, is Peter's sermon. It is simple. It is Christ-centered. It is pointed, and it demanded a response. That's always the marks of a good sermon. It's simple. It's Christ-centered, it's pointed, and it demands a response. Now, notice the response, and I want to talk to you today about this thing called response and responsibility. The response of the message was repentance. He said, repent, turn from your sin. You must repent to be saved. The Bible says, Paul said, I preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The truth is, you're not going to believe in Christ without repentance. There's no repentance without believing in Christ, and you're not going to believe in Christ without repentance. Where one is mentioned in the Bible, the other is always implied. Now, repentance is a change of mind, a change of attitude. And what you're doing is you're changing your mind from unbelief to belief in Christ. Are you changing your mind from believing in good works or whatever else you'd believe in to get to heaven to believing in Christ alone for your salvation? So repentance is when you change your mind about sin and the Savior. And repentance, let me give you a couple thoughts here. Repentance and faith always go together. It's like two sides of a same coin. Luke says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The Gospel of John never mentions repentance. He just says, believe on Jesus Christ. So which is it? Do I repent or do I believe? The answer is yes. You can't do one without the other. Now, let me give you another thought. Sorrow is not repentance. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul is talking to the church there about a man who they had disfellowshipped and wouldn't eat with him and wouldn't fellowship with him because of his open sin. And Paul writes to them in chapter 7 in verse 8. He said, For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. Sorrow itself is not repentance, but sorrow can certainly lead you to repentance. There's no steps to salvation. Salvation is instantaneous. Salvation is immediate. Salvation is miraculous. But so someone can be sorry for what they've done, but not necessarily want to turn and have a change of mind about what they've done. I'll give you a third thought. Baptism will always follow repentance and faith in Christ. Once they repented, Peter said, repent and be baptized for the remission of sin. Somebody says, see, you have to be baptized to get your sins forgiven. No, this is a troubling verse to some, but the key word is for. What it means there is in order to. It means, it doesn't mean in order to. It means on the basis of or on the grounds of. In other words, repent and for the remission are on the basis of your sins being forgiven, are on the grounds of your sins being forgiven. I might scold somebody for being late. On the basis they were late or on the grounds they were late. If someone is arrested for stealing, they're arrested on the basis of stealing or on the grounds of stealing. So they were baptized on the basis of or on the grounds of their repentance and faith in Christ. They were baptized on the grounds of or the basis of their sins had been forgiven. Always repentance first, baptism second. Belief first, baptism second. That's always the divine order. Now, that's their response. What's the responsibility? The responsibility comes in verses 41 through 47 of chapter 2. Now, this new church had nothing that most people want to consider for a church plant today. They had no building. They had no hymnals. They had no screens. They had no PA system. They had no cameras. They had no instruments. The preachers were unlearned and ignorant men. Well, we may have that one at our church. But they had several thousand members before any deacons were ever chosen. But they had responsibilities. Notice they joined the church. The Lord added unto them such as were being saved. Saved, baptized, and belong all in one day. There was no waiting period. There was no 12-week course. That's not the pattern of a New Testament church. Be in church when the doors are open. That's the best discipleship you could have. You want to grow in Christ? You want to get grounded in your faith? Be there Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You'll grow, my friend. You'll get grounded in the faith. Because the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Doctrine is the Bible teaching. And they desired the sincere milk of the word that they could grow thereby. They will study to show themselves approved unto God. Have you done that as a new Christian? Have you done that as a believer? Someone says, explain to me the virgin birth. Could you do it? Could you explain the atonement of Christ? Can you explain why the Bible is the inspired word of God? Can you explain the role and purpose of the Holy Spirit? That's doctrine. Notice doctrine is before fellowship, because fellowship must be based on doctrine. If the doctrine is not the same, it's impossible to have close fellowship. My companions must be those who have the same Bible teaching as I have. My friends, my fellowship, my companionship needs to be those whose doctrine is the same as mine. Belief determines behavior. So what were the responsibilities? Join the church, learn the doctrine and fellowship. Then it says they would observe the Lord's table together. It says breaking of bread and in prayers. Breaking of bread, the drinking of the juice, picturing the body and the blood of Jesus, picturing the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord. And Paul would give them instruction that you do it as often as you do it in remembrance of me, and that you show the Lord's death till he comes. They would observe the Lord's table. Prayer. Jude says you're building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up in the faith. By how? By prayer. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint. The New Testament teaches us to pray without ceasing, that ye have not because you ask not. In India, the pastor said we prayed not because we didn't have a little, it's because we had nothing. But I'm reminded that without Christ, we are nothing. I don't want to see what I can do. I do want to see what God Almighty can do. And that only happens with prayer. And so their responsibility was to join the church, to learn doctrine, fellowship, to observe the Lord's table, to pray. And then they learned to give. The Bible says all they that believed had were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. They gave joyfully. This wasn't required. This wasn't legislated. A need arose and they met the need. They had possessions and goods and they sold them and gave them to the apostles and they distributed. In other words, I got two coats. I'll get rid of one. I'm going to give you one so you can give it to somebody who doesn't have any. Has every man had need? They gave to meet a need. This wasn't communism. They gave out of love to meet the needs of others. They learned the joy that it really is better to give than to receive. Their responsibility was giving. And then they were praising God. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. They were praising God. They learned to give thanks to God. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Look at their life. Church, Bible teaching, doctrine, fellowship with like believers, observing the Lord's table, prayer, giving to meet the needs of others. Boy, that'll lead to praising God. What a life that is. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. What else were they doing? What else was their responsibility? Witness for Christ. The Bible says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. They did. As someone did to them. They told others about Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 5 and verse 42, daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And the Lord added to the church daily. That means people were getting saved and baptized daily. Almost every day. Listen, imagine that. Could you do that for a week? Could we do it for a month? Witnessing everywhere. To reap bountifully, you must sow bountifully. If you only sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. The response to the preaching, repent, believe, and be baptized. Repent, believe, be baptized. Responsibilities, join the church. Learn doctrine. Have fellowship with the Lord. Have fellowship with one another. Observe the Lord's table. Pray. Give joyfully. Give cheerfully. Thank God. Praise God. And witness for Him. Lead others to faith in Jesus Christ. That's response and responsibility. Each of us has that in our life. And I pray that you've responded to the gospel and now that you'll fulfill your responsibility to the Lord and to His church. Well, I hope that'll be a help to you today and open up Acts 2 a little bit to you there with the early church and the wonderful additions they had there on the day of Pentecost. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Looking forward to being with everyone Wednesday night, tomorrow night for a midweek service, and I'll say more about that tomorrow on the broadcast. You can listen to these broadcasts on our website. Just go to bbcgrovecity.org and click on the Words to Encourage. And the radio broadcasts usually get up there about a day after they air. And also on podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. We do have a daily email called Daily Encouragement. You can sign up for that on our website as well. And something comes to your inbox every morning. All right. Well, listen, have a wonderful Tuesday, everyone. I'll look forward to being with you again on the broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.